How long do you have?
I've probably got till like 9:30-ish or 9:40.
That's perfect. So we'll do like a good tight 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hour pod.
All right. Just, yeah, we gotta we can talk about the offspring or whatever, whatever was on your mind.
No, I wanted to talk about the length of a show. Last week you told me that Chappelle started not doing it for you when he started doing 8 hour shows.
Yeah, that I think that signified a change in like how a human brain operates. If you think it's okay to do your 8 hour shows,
you've done a 12 hour show.
I have done a 12 hour show.
Oh, so are you saying that you are bad, or it's somehow different for you? How is it? How are the rules different for you and I, but not this man?
First of all, I did a 12-hour show, not live. It was just online. You could leave or join as you wish, without any pressure of being in a stinky nightclub for 8 hours.
So the contact, so the availability to leave was made it okay for you.
I think that's a big difference. No one, there's no pressure. I think the Chappelle thing is a, I mean, obviously, all of that. My show that went like 12 hours one time, or him doing like huge stand-up sets, all incredibly indulgent. And I think indulgent is good. I think that can be very good for someone who's making something. I like indulgent movies and TV shows. You can walk over a line, I think, of too indulgent, but whatever. I think it's a good thing most of the time.
The entire premise of what you and I do is indulgent.
Yeah, exactly. So you might as well revel in it. Get, you know, it's just about trusting how indulgent you're allowed to be, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think I just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
And to me that movie was extremely indulgent, and it only worked for me up to a point. I would say I'm like, oh yeah, that's, you know, like, there's a lot of, it's a long movie. They have a lot of, like, sidetracks that seem a little aimless, you know? And it's like, those are all, like, the signs of being an indulgent, you know, creator, which is cool. But I think it went a little too far, and I think that, you know, Quentin Tarantino movies could stand to have, you know, have somebody tell him, hey, that's enough of that, you know?
I like how that's the big takeaway from the Quentin Tarantino over, hey, that's enough of that.
I think we've had enough of whatever this is.
Plenty from you, sir.
Yeah, exactly. But at this point in his career, certainly no one would ever do that. He is afforded all the freedom he wants because of, you know, what he's previously done, which that makes sense, and that's cool. I'm glad somebody gets to have that in show business.
Well, stop.
He's a little indulgent.
Everyone does have that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Directors don't have final cut of their movies. No way. That's why they like release director's cuts and shit.
Yeah, I understand that. But that means you didn't have complete control once you decided to go into this particular agreement. You could have walked away. You didn't have to go ahead with it.
Yeah, but nobody walks away. It might be your last time you ever get to work on anything.
So?
That's people's livelihood. I don't know. I don't see a lot of people making the choice to be like stomping their way out of a meeting because they can't have, you know, final cut on their movies or anything like that. You kind of have to do it.
That's what happened to David Lynch in Showtime. He walked away from Twin Peaks season 3, and he's like, "I'm not doing it unless I have complete control." And they're like, "You know what? We cave. It's all yours."
I mean, sure, David Lynch can do that. He is in a upper tier that is very, very, there's a very small group of people in that
it goes
in that tier.
David Lynch, Dave Chappelle, you, and then me.
Yes, exactly. I'm not, we are not able to stomp out of meetings and say, I need all my demands met. That would never work. People of really any level just below, you know, David Lynch and Quentin Tarantino or whatever, make all sorts of concessions.
Okay, but when it comes to what you and me do, we don't really have to, other than like the venue's closing. Please stop it.
I mean, I don't know. How much power do you, how much pull do you have industry-wise? What are we thinking, like, scale of 1 to 100, where do you stand?
Like a good 4, maybe?
Yeah, you know, we're fours. We're at the 4. We're probably in an under 10, easy to say we're in an under 10, you know, kind of.
Sure.
Field.
But we're not trying to do things that are, we're not trying to do those things. Like, realistically, what you and I are doing now, like, your show's at Dynasty and my show's at the Wonderland. We could, in theory, do whatever we want for as long as we don't, like, murder.
Sure, yeah.
And it's kind of great. And I have done an 11-hour show there, and it was wonderful. And I want to do another one. I want to do a 12-hour show. And the indulgence of doing something like that is incredibly appealing to me, more so than ever before, because I think now my time is more valuable. If I'm gonna waste 3 hours, I might as well waste 12 hours and fully commit and then, like, do it for the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get that. Absolutely. Again, I think being incredibly indulgent can be great.
Did you learn anything from doing a 12-hour kiss-a-thon?
Yeah, I learned that it's not a valuable use of my time.
Would you do it again?
I did. It would take. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't right now. I would do it again if I had someone fully doing every element of production for me, which I can't afford because it's a serious undertaking.
So you had people help out with what exactly? Because, like, there were camera people there and there were people handling the stream. So what else did you have to do?
I had to write 12 hours of material, or, like, you know, come up with 12 hours of, like, things to at least do, you know. And it wasn't, you know, obviously written word for word or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, book guests, plan material, do a bunch of video editing and creating slideshows and, you know, setting everything up, getting snacks, pairing, like, just how people would, you know, kind of, like, live in my, it was in my, you know, living room. So it's just like, okay, for 12 hours, how do we make sure this runs smoothly? Do I have enough food? Do I have enough whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's just like every element that's not the creative element as well had to do.
But isn't that part of it?
It's a huge pain in the ass.
Isn't that part of the creative element, figuring out all of the logistics?
Yeah, for sure. But at some point, I'm just too old for that. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm too fucking tired.
See, to me, what you recently did over the summer, going on a tour, that sounds way more of a pain in the ass than doing a 12-hour show in your apartment.
The payoff is way better to do a tour, though.
Really?
I think it's far more fun to do. Like, maybe the doing a 12-hour show, it's like soured in my mind because I got incredibly sick the day of the show.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, like, I had no fun doing that. I had a terrible time doing that. I was sick as a dog the day it happened, and it was totally miserable. So maybe under different circumstances, I would feel differently about it, but I had a bad time. But I also think that it was designed to be a promotional thing to get people to come out to a show, and it didn't help that much. So it felt a little like a failure.
Have you ever thought of flipping the two, that the Dynasty Typewriter show that you really care about, that's, what is it, 90 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, we'll do, like, you know, a whole show is a little less than an hour and a half.
So, yeah, why did you just say yes?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I gave you... I was like, is it roughly an hour, 90 minutes? You're like, yeah, it's a little less than 90. What, how are you helping when... You deny that.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
Have you ever thought about maybe doing the 84.5-minute show at Dynasty Typewriter to promote the 12-hour stream of a kiss-a-thon?
I don't know. I don't think I've considered it. I think that changes what my priority is. And I know it's not this way for everybody, because a lot of people do. Their priority is the online element of it. But I never felt natural there. I always feel like my natural thing that I like to do is the live show. And so that's where I'll put my focus.
I relate to that completely. The interesting part of that is you felt more comfortable not in your own home.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I would never have that. I wouldn't do a 12-hour show in my house with guests. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's stupid. You live and you learn. It's a dumb idea.
No, that's the thing. I think it's a great idea. I just think you should do it not in your house.
Yeah, but then I have to, like, pay money for shit.
No, where do
I go?
You do it at Dynasty. You do it at a real venue. You do it at a bar you like. You do it, like, the exact same thing, but just not in your own house.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, it's just exhausting. It's maybe something that if enough people cared, I could see myself doing something along those lines as an annual whatever, you know?
That's what I'm getting at. So I've done the annual thing now a total of 3 times. I've done an annual, however many years my talk show has been on, Radio Marathon. So it was 10 hours 2 years ago and 11 hours this year. And I did the 11-hour live show in front of people. And both were the things that I keep thinking about throughout the entire year, and I think about the next year's edition, and it makes me very excited.
Well, that's because you're a psycho. That's a weird. I mean, that's a weird thing.
Why is that weird?
That's not. I'm not like weird as in bad, but it's weird as in not normal. That's all.
Well, what we do or what we want to do isn't normal.
Sure. Yeah.
And the difference between what you and I are doing and, like, one person on stage is you. I'm not alone ever the entire time. You're never alone when you do these things.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's just a way for your body to and your mind to... Body and mind. What a fucking asshole thing. It's a way for you to realize that you're not alone. And that's a nice thing. It's a comforting aspect of what we do.
So do you have what element of or what, you know, what amount of the fact that you do, you know, entertainment as your focus here? What amount of that is like, that's just a good way to meet people?
Oh, like half.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good half. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's been getting bigger and bigger every year. The older I get, the more I care about the just not letting the circle get smaller.
I feel the same way. I feel like it's the piece of the pie is increasing for me as I age.
Oh, yeah.
That it makes it about the social elements of it.
I realized this like a year or two ago. Like, I don't even watch late night anymore. Like, I watched Colbert for a minute, but probably like 2 years now I haven't consistently watched late night. And when I started, I was watching Ferguson every night, and I was super into it, and I wanted to do that. Now it's like, I don't even, like, yeah, it's a late night style format, but like, I don't even watch the form. Like, I could care less about what's on actual TV, which is maybe not the best thing, but there's something freeing about that. But usually that's what failure says.
Well, so. Yeah, no, it's hard to say. There's so many variables that go into why you would or would not watch, you know, late night comedy, you know, talk shows.
Yeah.
Part of it is that, like, as you, the longer you keep going with this as a career path, the more you can't handle watching shit. You know, it's just like, I can't do it. It takes something so unique and interesting and surprising for me to care at all. Otherwise, yeah. I'm not watching any late night talk shows or anything. I don't care. It interests me zero. I don't care at all.
But I don't have that bar when it comes to live performance. I don't have that barrier when it comes to meeting new people or vetting people to be on the show. That still excites me.
Yeah, that's the fun, because that's real. You get to meet an artist or an entertainer or, you know, whatever. Open your circle up to have more people in it. It's good.
Do you fear closing that circle? Because you and I know people literally around the country because of stuff that we do that most people don't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
And but our friend group is still pretty large, and that's, to me, like one of the biggest benefits.
Yeah, no, I feel like I could go to most major cities in the United States and have someone to like get a beer with, which is great. How nice is that?
It's the top five reason to do this.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So, is Dave Chappelle a genius for talking for 8 hours? Like, why do we not love that?
I still think that is, like, it's fine to do something like that. It is also, like, if you think that you can just, like, you're going to pop in for a set for a show that night and then just, like, take over a stage for an entire workday shift, like, that is a little, it's like an extra layer of, like, come on, man. That's like, all right. That's like running the light beyond any, like, there's no precedent for whatever that is. And I get it, people like it, but it's also like, that's very telling of what's going on in his brain. That's all.
What is the shortest show you've ever done?
Like a whole stand-up show?
Yeah, not just like you were part of a bill, but like it was your show.
Oh, I mean, probably like an hour.
Okay. What about
45
sketch?
To an hour.
About the same?
Yeah, like roughly 45 to an hour would be like the shortest show that you can feel comfortable charging people a ticket for.
Let's say you weren't charging.
Then it would still be the same because then it's like, I mean, still like you left your house. Yeah. You know, you should see something.
And then, okay, so I don't disagree. I think that 45 is like a good starting number only because like, yes, you've left your house. You've maybe paid. What's the longest you're comfortable?
For a stand-up and in sketch or whatever show,
mm-hmm.
if it breaks over an hour and a half, it turns into the danger zone. And then if it's over two, that's definitely too long.
What if there is an intermission?
I personally don't care for intermissions.
What if it's a movie?
If it's a movie, I think I could. I've seen movies in the theater that have been like 3+, and I've been fine. But it depends on the movie.
Are you bragging about your bladder here?
Yeah, I'm bladder bragging. And I don't do that lightly. I'm not trying to bladder shame anybody either. I don't want to. I happen to have a bladder that is the size of a duffel bag. It's like a gym bag.
Any specific brand? I mean, Under Armour is very popular now.
I'm old school. It's like a JanSport.